And it's time for the Coast Social Network, where we talk to your friends and neighbors across Southwest Michigan. And joining us from Girls on the Run is a familiar face and a familiar voice, and that is Tess. What's up, Tess?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good to have you here. How are things going at Girls on the Run? You've been there for a couple months now, eh?
Yeah, I've been at Girls on the Run for about 2 months right now, and we're starting to ramp into our spring season, so it's really fun to kind of feel the excitement building around everything.
Yeah. It's really awesome. So for people that don't know what Girls on the Run is all about, give me that like brief synopsis of what you guys are up to.
For sure. So Girls on the Run is a program for girls in 3rd through 5th grade and then 6th through 8th grade. And it is a program that inspires girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident. So of course, a big part of that for Girls on the Run is the health component. And so girls are practicing, and at the end of the season, we host a celebratory 5K. So people are community members as well as girls on teams are able to do a pretty awesome 5K at the end of it as well.
Yeah, it's a really good culmination to the program. And so this program, it's in how many different schools around the area? We got quite a few, right?
Yes, we have 48 sites actually in Southwest Michigan. So Southwest Michigan for us is Berrien, Van Buren, Cass, and St. Joseph County. So 48 schools are hosting this program, and it is just so much fun because I think, you know, in that, so it is for girls 3rd through 8th grade. And so of course they do running and practices and stuff like that, but there's a lot of, you know, team building and games and shrieking and painting nails and all that other cool stuff that happens when you're that age.
Yeah.
And, for these 5Ks that are held, people in the community can be a part of this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we welcome community runners, and then girls on the teams, actually, they all bring a running buddy. So
that's
somebody in their life. Yeah. Maybe it's a, you know, it can be a family member, it can be a friend, and they actually run right along with them, or
that's
walk,
really cool,
if that's what's going on.
So you're saying,
I see you looking at me,
that if I wanted to participate in this, I could bring my friend Johnny. I try to get him to do fitness.
Do you want me to be your running buddy?
Could you?
I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. That wasn't a no.
Okay.
So
but it is a great program because, yeah, the run, like we've said, is kind of the icing on the cake to this great program. And especially girls at that young age in elementary school, but, you know, learning that confidence and just, you know, and team building and just picking each other up. And it's just so cool to be at these events and just see all the high fives and the big hugs. And it's just a really awesome thing.
Yeah, definitely. So the program leading up to that 5K is, it goes for 10 weeks. And so our teams meet right after school, usually.
Okay.
Maybe that's like Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And they have about an hour and a half long practice.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's it gives a little bit of the structure of a, you know, maybe like a track team or something like that.
Okay.
But a lot of fun that comes in there as well.
Now, there are, you were mentioning off the air that there are, since that program's starting up here pretty soon, there's still actually open spots in some of the sites, right?
Yeah, there are. So registration is open right now. Some of our sites will start running at the end of February. Some will start running in early March.
Mm-hmm.
And I really encourage girls to check this out as something that might be lot of fun to do after school. The curriculum actually changes every year. So maybe if your girl has participated last year, do it again and again and again and again, because it's always changing up a little bit.
Yeah.
And lots of fun to participate in.
So for the 5K that does happen, because this is a very fun activity for these girls to participate in, do you actually time it out, or is it just like a free run? Complete it as you can.
Exactly. So our focus throughout the entire course of the program really is mastery instead of competition.
Okay.
So the girls are never timed, actually, throughout the entire practice or during the run. A lot of times they'll create their own like lap goals. They'll say, you know, today I want to do five laps, and then they get to hopefully reach that goal.
Mm-hmm. That's really great.
Nice.
And with that, you know, all the registration and all that, there's also a big need for volunteers to be part of this as well, right?
To
be instructors or anything like that.
Absolutely. So so Girls on the Run, really, volunteers are absolutely the backbone of what happens. All of our coaches are actually volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are leading our teams through that 10-week program, they're sometimes they're teachers, sometimes community members or parents, some of them are runners and some of them aren't at all, but it's just people who want to be a positive influence on girls at that age. And then we also need volunteers, of course, for the 5K, because we actually run two different 5Ks. We have one for Berrien County programs, one for Van Buren, Cass, and St. Joseph. So, yeah, lots of volunteer opportunities there. And I know that, I know Johnny's done it in the past too, but it's just such a fun, I would say like top 10 of the fun volunteer opportunities that you could do. Yeah. Everyone is so happy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's everyone is psyched to be there.
I imagine. Totally.
So this is great stuff. Girls on the Run. If we want to get more information and register and get all the stuff we need to know, where do we go, Tess?
Yeah, so you can register right online. Our website is, I say goat or swimmy. So what that is Girls on the Run Southwest Michigan, but just the first letter of each one of those, .org. Go ahead and Google Girls on the Run. That'll bring you there. We've also got a Facebook page and an Instagram. My number as well as email is right on there. And I'd love to talk to you about, maybe what site would be a good fit for your girl or how you can get involved too.
That's wonderful stuff. Well, Tess from Girls on the Run, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, guys.